Let's make freedom a war aim. Let's put it right alongside union, the radicals said from the beginning. This is what this war is about. It's about freedom as well as union. They said, never mind these constitutional niceties about this being a domestic institution and let the states take care of it. They said, there's a way around that. There's a way that we can finesse that. The War Power Clause, they said, of the Constitution gave the federal government the power to strike at slavery. They said the South lost its constitutional guarantees when it seceded. Let's don't pretend they're still part of our country. Let's don't pretend they're still entitled to our constitutional guarantees. They're out of the country. Let's use the War Powers Clause of the Constitution to get at them. Now, the radicals were always a minority in the party, but they were aggressive. They wielded great influence. They had a clear vision of what they wanted to do, which is always an advantage, of course, and they held key posts in Congress, all out of proportion to their numbers. Let's look in the Senate. I'll just run down some of the key radicals in the Senate. I'll start with Charles Sumner of Massachusetts, a very striking figure. Remember him from the late antebellum period when he had been caned on the floor of the Senate by Preston Brooks of South Carolina after he gave his speech. Sumner did the crime against Kansas. He's a tall man, very handsome, immensely learned, a really brilliant orator, and also absolutely and obnoxiously self-assured. Charles Sumner believed he was smarter than everybody else, and he was smarter than almost everybody else, probably, but he also took pains to let everyone else know that he thought he was smarter than they were. He'd be a Harvard-trained lawyer, a veteran of many reform crusades, especially anti-slavery. He called for immediate emancipation as soon as the war began, and argued that the South had forfeited all of its constitutional rights and should be made over in the North's image. The South should look like us. We're the future of the United States, not the slaveholding South. So he is one of the senators from Massachusetts. The other's Henry Wilson, another radical, not as commanding or famous a person as Sumner, but still a formidable person. Sumner chaired the Committee on Foreign Affairs, which is a very important committee in the Senate. Wilson chaired the Committee on Military Affairs in the midst of a war, also a very important committee. Senator John P. Hale of New Hampshire, another radical, chaired the Committee on Naval Affairs in the Senate. And Zachariah Chandler of Michigan chaired the Committee on Commerce, another radical, which brings us to Benjamin Franklin Wade of Ohio. Ben Wade of Ohio was a true radical, and not just on the issue of emancipation. He was for women's rights. He was for labor reform. He was for a galaxy of reform movements in the mid-19th century. He'd grown up poor. He was one of the founders of the Republican Party. He, unlike many abolitionists and radicals, was willing to defend his ideas with his fists by fighting. He didn't shrink from confrontations. He sought out confrontations with slaveholders. He had a very quick temper and tongue. He was for immediate emancipation as soon as the war started and a no-holds-barred prosecution of the war. He also, this is one of the ironies, and this indicates why it's always important to separate feelings about slavery and emancipation on the one hand and racial attitudes on the other. Benjamin Wade was an intense racist, very racist attitudes toward black people, yet insisting on immediate emancipation. Ben Wade chaired the Committee on Territories in the Senate, very important because of the question of slavery in the territories, and he chaired the immensely important Joint Committee on the Conduct of the War. In the House of Representatives, a pair of radicals stood out, both from Pennsylvania. Galusha Groh was Speaker of the House, and the fearsome Thaddeus Stevens, my favorite radical of all of them, he's an incredibly interesting and compelling figure in many ways. Stevens chaired the Committee on Ways and Means. Let me talk just a minute about Thaddeus Stevens. He was the most revolutionary of all the Republicans. That would come out during Reconstruction even more than it did during the war. He suffered from a club foot. He'd been jeered at, taunted as a boy, grown up poor, and throughout his life he championed the weak, championed black people, championed other groups who seemed not to be able to fight equally for their place in American society. He made a considerable fortune, and he gave lavishly to charities.